So we all love a good mystery, right?
Sure.
This popped up on a Louisville Reddit thread, and we now have a quest to find Anna G.
Why do we need to find Anna G?
Well, it was a misdelivered DoorDash of a rainbow bouquet of flowers sent to the wrong house. So the gift message says, "You're the one, Anna." Sorry, hang on. Hang on.
We need some music. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Set the mood.
"You're the one, Anna. I'm so in love with you. Will be always and forever. Miss you like crazy. 8 more days, babe."
Oh.
Signed, Zach P.
Oh, no. We need to save Zach P's delivery. Didn't get to the right person.
Yeah, who is Zach? Who is Anna? Why are they apart? What happens in 8 days?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions.
The original poster said, "Look, I originally posted this to the neighborhood group on Facebook thinking maybe Anna G probably lives around here."
Yeah, maybe it was just close. It was close, but just the wrong house.
And goes on and says, "I'm honestly a little surprised Anna hasn't been identified because ladies named Debbie are actively calling DoorDash for info and hunting her.
Oh my
gosh. It's rare something is delivered to my house by mistake because I live in this quiet dead-end street with a semi-sketchy walking court." All this to say, I'm wondering if Anna G even wants to be found.
Ooh, that is the question.
That's the mystery.
Oh, like so, maybe she doesn't share Zach's feelings. Oh, no. Oh, I hope that's not the case.
And Zach is reaching out, sending a bouquet of flowers to Anna, hoping that in 8 days they can reconnect, they can rekindle. This is literally happening in Louisville. I know within the sound of my voice, there is someone named Anna and someone named Zach, and they are maybe these people. There's a commenter on the thread that said, "I actually know an Anna G, and she is adorable. But she is also very married."
Oh,
so
okay.
This could be interesting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that could be why she's not responding.
I mean, literally, this happened yesterday afternoon, so this is very fresh. And another one said, "I think you are ethically and morally bound to find this Anna do this before that bouquet of flowers wilts."
Yeah, exactly. You have to find her before they die.
Well, we need to find these people.
Yes, we do. Oh,
this is
there's a lot of people also tossing out theories in the comments. Like, that's how Zach P's wife found out he was hanging out with the woman across the street.
I know. I mean, literally the theories behind what's happening here are running rampant. Not only despite the fact that the DoorDash receipt lists these flowers as a certain variety when clearly they are not that. and several people have pointed that out. They're like,
"Sure,
yeah, this isn't a rainbow alstroemeria. I don't know.
Yeah, okay,
but yeah
okay.
It's clearly fancy. Something else."
Yeah, and somebody else commented, "Anna, are you okay? Are you okay?
Are you okay, Anna? So yeah, we are jumping into the fray to kind of look for this Anna. Does Anna even want to be found?
Oh gosh, and somebody else commented, "I know a Zach P who is a psycho." So this definitely could be interesting.
Yeah. Others, 8 more days until what? Is Zach your boyfriend? Is Zach your husband? Is Zach someone else's husband? Do you have a husband who isn't Zach? Is Zach going to Ted Bundy you? We need to know.
Maybe in 8 days they're getting married. Like, maybe this was just a sweet gesture. And yeah, maybe they are walking down the aisle together in 8 days. Will she be there? Oh, no.
Anyways, Ben and Kelly have jumped into the search. We've posted this on X at Ben and Kelly Show from this Louisville thread on Reddit.
Is there a life lesson that we deliver these flowers in person next time?
Well, maybe. See, again, maybe Zach was unable because it seems like they're apart. Yeah. Because he says
Zach doesn't even live here. Do we know if he lives here? Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he's on a business trip.
Yeah, he could be.
And he feels bad for doing certain things on his business trip. So he sent his lady flowers.
Well, and then somebody else posted, I feel like contacting DoorDash with the order info will give you more of a chance than this person randomly seeing it on Reddit.
Well, apparently the original poster did try to go the DoorDash route and just got refunded tacos from an earlier order. So really hasn't gotten far with DoorDash. So anyways.
Oh, but we're invested now.
I'm hoping
that we get a resolution one way or another.
Yeah, what do you mean another?
Well, I mean, we need to know what happens.
Okay.
So even if Anna doesn't want the flowers, we need to know.
We're invested in
this
story.
We are invested.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can see it all play out there online. All right. At Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX.